We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city. This city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Oh, yeah, man. That's a good way to start right there. A little Dan Campbell to get you fired up, man. Kind of old school, new school, kind of a badass coach. Ready to go, man. Anyway, good morning to everybody. Happy Friday here. It's officially, if you're not aware of today, today is Friday's Bad Boss Day. So for people out there, you know, suck it up, work around them. You do most of your complaining, if you're smart, with other people you work with or family members, a good wife that's a listener that won't say anything to anybody and just keeps it in-house and stuff like that. So if you have it, we just want to welcome you that if you've got a bad boss, or especially with the stress of 2020, now 2021, that you have a boss you just feel like kind of checked out, is put it on automatic pilot, or is just a bad boss with terrible people skills, or doesn't communicate well. Welcome to our show, man. You're at the right place. You're at the right place today to be with us. Great to have you, because we got a lot of good stuff to get to here. Nothing better. My God, I'm just looking at, we should just call this Tom Brady weekend, going back to a championship game. At some point, the NFL, I know a lot of you aren't going to like this because some of you don't like Tom Brady. But listen, you can't cheat your way to 14 or 15 championship games. Hey, listen, man. I know he's from the Belichick school of take it to the limit from time to time. But my God, the Tom Brady bio. Every time the Dolphins play Zach against the Patriots, there's nothing like the extra 45 pages in the media book of Tom Brady, from comebacks to wins to, and then you get into the playoff stuff. 14th conference championship game.
Jeez.
You know, it's funny, and we'll get into all this stuff. Like, John Harbaugh's getting ripped for not changing his offense and says we're going to stick with it, which, by the way, I would do the same thing. They got the best running game basically the last 3 years. He's doing what Lamar Jackson does best. Matter of fact, it wasn't too long ago we complimented him for putting an offense around Lamar Jackson to have the top running game in the NFL two out of the last 3 years, finished second in the third year. Just unbelievable what they've been able to do. They've won 12, 14, and 10 games the last 3 years. 36 wins. Let me ask Dolphin fans and some other NFL cities that aren't joining us in make-believe world this morning. How would you like to have right now, if we say, hey, Dolphin fans, listen to me right now. We're going to have 36 wins the next 3 years.
Oof. Thank you.
Oh, it's more than oof. It's right. It 36 wins.
Well, it just sounds weird to even say that, because I don't. It's like unimaginable as a Dolphins fan.
Well, we haven't had it for forever, going back to – honestly, the 80s. We haven't had that many wins in 3 years. So I just look, and then you have that, and you know, Harbaugh get a little salty with people, and you know, the media, and you know, everybody's doing their job, and they hit the wall at a certain point because they can't throw the ball, and it's a throwing game, as we've talked about all week, about all the top passing games that happen to be in the final four. The one, two, and three are in the final four here. And so everything, and I agree with Harbaugh. Listen, they can call it a third-grade passing offense. Yeah, it's got to get better. You can't just live on tight ends and a running game, and you got to do more with your passing game. But, man, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a time where we got to be able to run the ball. We got to be – thank God for Dan Marino. We got to be able to run the ball, man. We got to have one of the
top. That was the old mantra, right? If you want to play well and you want to get into the playoffs and if you want to win in the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl, you got to have a good running game and you got to have a good defense. Like, that's it. Like, no one ever used to talk about, yeah, you got to have an air offense, an air raid offense. You got to be able to throw over 450 a game. No, it used to be run the ball well, play defense, you'll go far.
Yeah, and the running stuff was because of cold weather. And right, it was like, you know, it's a weatherproof offense when you can run it and you're physical and you can play defense. And so that, and like.
But these quarterbacks, Joe, have shown that snow, cold weather, ice coming off the, you know, the stadium, it doesn't matter. These guys are pass-proof, weatherproof offenses, or so it looks at least. Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Josh Allen in Buffalo. Like, these are cold cities that these guys are still throwing for 300-plus a game.
Yep, there's only one guy that's playing in warm weather, and he's doing it for the first time in his career, and that is the Tom Brady, part of the Tom Brady bio, which is just incredible when you start thinking about getting to 14 conference championship games, and then you probably I didn't do it. I mean, you start looking at all the teams that. I mean, listen, we haven't been to a conference championship game in a long time, let alone a Super Bowl in a long time.
And Joe, you played the last Super Bowl for the Dolphins.
Yeah. And their city's worse than us. I mean, I'm sitting here in Detroit's situation. Talk about the beat-up city of the NFL, Detroit. And that's why their coach was getting into breaking kneecaps and bad knees. They're going to sucker punch you. And you might knock us down, but we're going to get right back up bloody and come right back. And we're going to be the last one standing. And I get it. Listen, he's got a – first of all, a lot of people don't think he should have got the job because he wasn't even a coordinator. He was an interim coach for us, interim head coach for us, and did a nice job. Kind of got, you know, tried to, we're going to get physical again, and we're going to do the Oklahoma drill to just kind of, we want to make sure we still want to play, and this is style we're going to play. And, you know, we had a losing record with him, but he got them going and, you know, was just trying to put a shot of caffeine into the team at the time, maybe a couple of shots of caffeine into the team back then. But so that was part of yesterday, and Campbell and Nick Sirianni got the head coaching job for the Colts. And it just I knew it, man. It got very white in the NFL at the head coach's position. There's one job left. It's just ironic that there's one left. It's the Texans. Deshaun Watson, all the rumors going back and forth about him. Matter of fact, we're going to be checking in a little bit later on in the show from Houston with one of their beat writers and talk to him about the latest on Deshaun Watson. So we'll get caught up on all the NFL cities that think they got a chance to get him. And of course, I'm sure all the media members are going, "Don't, you guys can stop because he's not going anywhere. We're going to get this worked out." And we're waiting to see if Eric Bieniemy gets that job or not. And right now he's, of course, has got his mind zoned in on trying to win this game against the Buffalo Bills. And my God, it just looks like we got really, really good games. Tampa Bay and Green Bay, and then the Bills in Kansas City. It just from MVPs to Super Bowls to all that experience, the younger quarterbacks going at it, the older quarterbacks going at it again. Four teams that can throw it, and they can all score. And the Bills, listen, the Bills haven't been in this championship game in a long time since Jim Kelly and those guys did one of the most amazing things we've ever seen and get ripped for it. They got to four Super Bowls in a row, and they lost all four, of course. But they got there. And, of course, the debate's always been with the Bills. So Jim Kelly and all those great players, you know, Hall of Fame running back one, Hall of Fame wide receiver and, right. and one of the best pass rushers of all time in Bruce Smith. One of the great. I always pause on him. Nothing against those other guys. I mean, there's no such thing as, you know, Hall of Fame's Hall of Fame. But in everybody's mind, when you start looking at the baddest of the bad Hall of Famers, Bruce Smith
right up there.
Oh,
right.
He's just, you know.
Him and Reggie White, right? Those are the top two when you think of that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Now, Reggie was at just, I think Reggie, if I'm not mistaken, Reggie play, I never really looked up. I think Reggie played at defensive end at almost 300 pounds, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and he was listed at like 295.
And something. He didn't even start in the NFL. Like, he went to the other football league first.
Right.
Got the money there, and then he came over and kicked ass. I mean, it didn't matter. He was one of those guys, didn't matter where he's going to be. So, but his numbers and what he did, and even at the end, and even when he retired, what he did off at the end of his career with Green Bay, just taking tackles and swinging them to the side and throwing them around like they were 200 pounds.
Well, Joe, his last year in Green Bay, he was 37 years old, and then he retired and then came back and played a little bit for Carolina. I think, you know, he's 39, but his last year in Green Bay at 37, he had 16 sacks.
God.
Like, think about that. Like, he only had two seasons in his career before that last season in Carolina where he had under double digits. His rookie year, he had 13 sacks.
It's hard, just as pure.
Right.
Now, you got to be careful with this one because I don't want to start getting text here early in the morning because we'll go into my favorite defensive end and then they go to my favorite pass rusher. But pure defensive ends, pure defensive ends that were big dudes that were good against the run and the pass, I'm probably going to start those two guys.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, Bruce Smith on one side and Reggie on the other.
Oh, God, you just named one of the scariest defensive lines.
But I'm just looking, and their numbers, I know, back it up. They're right up there. I don't know what their – Bruce Smith, I think, had almost 200 sacks. Or
198.
Yeah,
he was
just
at 198,
crazy. Yeah. But I'm not saying the two greatest pass rushers of all time. That's a whole different animal. But they're still up there with even those guys. I mean, they get whatever it is, because now you start getting into guys like Lawrence Taylor who, you know, just – took games over by himself, and I never liked to – but LT wasn't a true defensive end. He was considered to be
– outside linebacker.
Linebacker, and, you know, sometimes there's – in today's NFL especially, there's a real fine line between a defensive end and an outside linebacker, especially on that third down situation or second and long when you line up, whether you're 245 or 295 and get – and by the way, everybody's looking for those guys. They don't care. They come at 6 feet. They come at 6'2", they come at 6'6". They're all different. They come looking like Jason Taylor, and they come looking like Reggie White. So, and they're all special dudes, man. They are all very, very special dudes. So, so Buffalo's back where they haven't been since Jim Kelly, and I'm sure we're going to have all the Bruce Smith and all that, and losing four in a row, and had one where they just missed a field goal, so it should have been 1-3. They did get their ass kicked in a couple of them, too, now. I took an ass kicking in
Dallas
one.
Dallas took him once, right? Dallas scored 50 on him in one.
Yeah,
of those
Dallas. Jimmy last wasn't very nice to him. No. Jimmy was not very nice to the Buffalo Bills. That was that got pretty ugly. By the way, I was just curious last night in the east of the. I don't know how many people watched the NBA last night, Zach, but there was a little message sent by the Lakers to Milwaukee. On a night where AD wasn't very good, LeBron was at 36 years old, 34 points, and they beat Milwaukee. And they're not even playing their best. Like, AD's going around going, man, I don't know what's wrong. My game's not very good right now. I'm not playing great. And all I thought was, hey, you got that 36-year-old next to you with
Monster.
Everything else and his story. Whether you like LeBron or not, now we're talking about 36 years old. That's still, I mean, his numbers are down overall, but in these big games, especially if he knows, he steps up. And so they're now 12-4, and they're the Lakers. Remember, Lakers said, we had a short off season. We're going to work our way into this season. They're 12-4, the best record in the NBA. And, you know, I watch Milwaukee, and I see the names, kind of like we talked about with Brooklyn, as the Heat get ready to play them a couple of times after they play Toronto one more time tonight. I see all the names, man, and I have not seen a dominant East team. And yet, I see some teams out West. The Lakers are clearly the team to beat. Clearly. Hell, they got a better roster now than they had last year when they won it all. But I just keep waiting for somebody to tell me Milwaukee or Brooklyn. I know it's going to come together. I know they'll play together more and everything else. But I still see that East. And I look over there at the Eastern Conference and the door is still open. It's not closed. It's wide open. And I go, wow, look at that. That door has not shut on who the best teams are. So been kind of crazy. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Got a big old show today. We hope you enjoy. Of course, how many of you, come on, man, how many of you are watching the Conor McGregor promotion and going, you know, he is kind of special. There's something about that dude. He's got appeal, and he ain't talking a lot of trash this time. Now it's just a different kind of confidence. Come on, man, how many of you are going for the $69.99 tonight or more? How many of you are going $69.99 tonight?
I think a lot of people will buy this.
Is it tonight or tomorrow night? I'm sorry.
I think it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I'm sorry. Today's Friday.
Yeah. Connor's that guy, right? Connor's just that guy that if he's fighting, if he's doing something, it attracts a lot of people just because it's Connor. You want to see what he's going to do. Yeah, it's great when he goes on one of these media tours and just goes bananas, but this is a different Connor. You're right.
Got my hand so close to ordering it, so close. I got up this morning. And I started pulling it, going, don't do it. Don't do it. Every time you buy it, it's a dud. It'll be great if you just hear about it. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Let somebody put it on the
– starts at 7, Joe.
Somebody put it on the internet, which they will. You'll be able to watch it in the morning when you get maybe right. I should do that. Anyway, hey, we got Jim Nagy going to join us, Senior Bowl Executive Director. He's going to join us. The Miami Dolphins are on their way out of town. They're going to be coaching – and they got some really good players, including Devontae Smith and Najee Harris, two people. Big running back and the best wide receiver in college football. They'll have a chance to spend a week with them, plus all the other players that are playing in this Senior Bowl. So Jim will get us all caught up with that. That's coming up next. But first, I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Hey, man, great weather. And you know what that means? If it's great weather, that means it's Chevy weather, as in it's a great time to get out there, check out the lots, take some test drives, find out more about the new Tahoes are out in 2021, the new Suburbans, a new sportier look, a little more space, but absolutely beautiful. And not just that, how about the 2021 Trailblazers? How about the midsize Blazers, the Equinox, the Traverse? Got some great looks for you, man. I understand what everybody's looking for. Everybody wants a great price, but you also got to have a great look. You got to have something when you park. Your neighbor says, hey, I like it, man. I like it a lot. And they go, hey, what kind of space? In my case, I go, you got enough room? I go, hell yeah, I got enough room. Listen, man, these midsize SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealers got everything you need. And how about those durable Silverado trucks? Hey, I don't know about you, but listen, no excuses this weekend to stop if you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV. Boy, I'll tell you what, South Florida Chevy dealers have really got to figure it out for you. Whether you're looking for that midsize SUV with all that space or the big boys, Tahoes and Suburbans to those durable trucks like the Silverado family, go check it out, man. Take a test drive. No excuses. Locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend. Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Jim for being with us. Talk about Senior Bowl. Dolphins coaching staff on their way to Mobile, Alabama to get set with their team. And got a lot of good players, man, as you heard. A lot of good tackles. Please don't text in the tackle thing. I brought it up because he said they got a bunch of good ones.
I haven't seen it yet. We're okay so far.
Good. That's good. That's good. Hey, by the way, I just got to tell you something. And so I walked a little bit, you know, just now and was over there. And I walked by the girls 101.5 and Dina B at 99.9. So they were out on a break. Is she says, "Hey, I got to ask you a question." So I say, "Yeah, Dean, but I don't know her that well. I've known her a long time, but not really known her just since we're here in the morning." She goes, "Hey, I got to ask you. Do you buy cards for special occasions, anniversary, birthday, and Christmas, for your wife or the girls?" And I go, I thought for a second, And I go, no. She goes, you're kidding. And so she says, we had some other guys say the same thing. She goes, I don't do it. I haven't done it in a few years. I don't know how many years it's been, but I just felt like there was nothing sincere about somebody else writing really nice words and then me adding a couple of sentences, because the guy that does the cards is such a good writer and writes really nice stuff and, you know, thank you and the memories and what you've done and you know, thank you for being a great. And so I stopped doing it. And you know, I get flowers and the gift, whatever it is. So I got to ask you, you guys still buy cards?
Yes, I do. Whoever writes those things for Hallmark or whatever it is, that guy does all the work for me. All I got to do is pick up the card.
But, I mean, so she knows you didn't write it, and she looks and says, right. Oh, that's Zach, that's so nice what the other guy wrote for you for this card, right. And you gave it to me because that's what you thought of me when he was writing.
Exactly it. He does all the work. Well, I don't have to write up anything nice. I just have to write I love you on there or happy anniversary.
Yeah, but that's even worse if you just write, hey, I love you at the bottom.
Why is it worse? I think it's worse not
to get
a card.
You just give like a Hallmark card and you just write your name on it?
Who, me?
Yeah, you write like love Zach on the bottom after like.
I'll write something in there. I'll write something.
I mean, I don't need you guys to share like something romantic about, hey, you know, thank you.
No, but like I got my anniversary coming up in a couple weeks. I'm going to buy a card or two and write something inside there. Sure, yeah, but all the work's done by the person.
Well, he just writes one card. I don't think he meant he writes two cards to her. Like
right.
Here's
no, a, I'll get right. A card from that comes from my son.
Oh, okay.
To two of us, you know, like, hey, happy anniversary, mom and dad, blah blah blah. But yeah, I get the cards, right?
Woody, do you do cards?
No,
I don't know if people still do. Like, I do remember the last time
I've done a card was like I don't know, it was a year or so ago. At least, and it was one of those.
Wait
like,
a minute! You just laughed it off like you've never done it. And you did it a year ago.
I don't buy Hallmark cards, but like it was one of those like you can make at the photo department, and it's just like a picture of your kid. It folds in half, and then you write a little note in it.
Yeah,
but I don't buy them. No, I don't buy like the store.
You know what finally killed me?
They're expensive,
and I do the last second. I didn't even care about the $3 or $4 or $5 or whatever, according to what size the card is and if it folds out. Yeah, I get it. I know. So I went in there like. Christmas Eve or the morning of her birthday, usually. Everything's last second. And I'm sitting there, and I'm in there, and I was just like, I just sitting and, why am I doing this? This is like a bailout is all it is. It's like a save. It's like two outs in the ninth, and I just need the guy to get the last out just to, you know, just to calm things down, get the win, and get out of here. And so I know what she likes, like flowers is automatic. And so I do that, and now I don't even fill out the little card. When I go to the flower shop, she usually at least want to put, like, we got these little mini cards. I go, no, I'm just going to say something to her. My stuff is. So anyway, yeah, Dina B was blown away. And I was like, yeah. I go, you know what? I got to check with the younger guys to see. I kind of felt like both of you were still doing cards, but I think I stopped, like, I'm guessing about 2 years ago. It's a recent thing, but I just didn't feel, I just felt like it wasn't real sincere, those friggin' cards, and I just said, I'm going to stop. By the way, most people do it. That business is doing great,
right,
and it's not taking shots. I just want to know, like, I got to ask every age, and will you do me a favor if you're a guy? Oh, and if you've got somebody next to you, a female next to you, and you have to, you know, suck up to it, then stay out of this one. Probably not a good idea for you. But if you're by yourself and you're listening right now, and we got a lot of sports we're going to get to, but I am curious. Give me an age and whether you still buy a card that somebody else has written with a big fancy, whether it's a funny card or a real deep love card. According to where you are in your relationship and what you can do, like whether it's anniversary, birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is, I'm curious, do you still run down to your local drugstore and still buy a card before the big occasion? I'm just curious. Just give me an age, and yes, I still do it. I just thought, and I didn't think about it until Dina B thought, oh my God, she's jumping up and down out there, and they were rallying the troops. It's all women. They're rallying the troops. I go, I don't do it. Like, I go, but I will say I love you. And matter of fact, then I told all three of them I loved them.
That was very nice of you.
But it didn't come across, I'm sure, very... You know, I don't know him that well to really love him, but...
I just think the card thing's a little weird.
I think
I haven't thought in a while.
Don't like, most guys...
The one with the kid thing, with the picture of the kid. Like,
but
that
that's
was a while
nice.
Ago,
that's
but,
nice you do that, and that means effort. That shows effort.
To, like,
but there ain't
CBS
no effort in just buying
whatever,
a card.
And, nah.
But there is effort if you make a homemade card, I guess. I don't know. Listen.
I like the text that just came in. Joe, you're overthinking the whole card game. Stop being lazy. Get a card. It's a nice touch.
But the gift's good enough, though. You don't need a card, right?
That's exactly the sentiment I have, the top text. It's just I just feel like it's better to have one than not have one. Birthday or anniversary.
I just wrapped up 25 years with this woman. I've put her through absolute hell. I've been very open about it. There's been some near disasters in there in between, early on especially, you know, after coming out of one and taking a few years off and then, you know, the whole thing about doing it again and adjusting your lifestyle a little bit and growing up. And I was like, man. But I must have got to about year 22 or 23, and I just said, and I see them. I go in there and get stuff, and there they are, man.
There's
birthday.
No way your wife cares.
She doesn't care.
I mean, what's she going to do with it? Throw it away?
Yes.
Put it in a special drawer?
I don't know. I didn't even ask her. I go, hey, by the way, what'd you do with all the cards that I got you that I couldn't even tell you what they said?
I'm sure she keeps them in a shoebox in your closet, Joe.
My wife keeps, I think, all the cards from all the years we've been together. I think she's got a box in like a closet.
I'm sure a lot. You know what? I can see women doing
that. I think
you're
going to be shocked when I read these texts for you when we get back.
I'm just curious. I asked. And by the way, if you got to rip me, it's okay because she's fine with it. She hasn't, at least she hasn't said anything.
Yeah, if you're okay with that, right. If the wife's okay with it, it's fine. But yeah, you're going to be shocked by these texts.
Okay. I asked.
All the
listen,
ages are coming in too. Right?
Okay, I want ages. I want ages
all
with
of the
it.
Because
I was thinking the older guys that have been in these relationships. Well, but I could see it the other way too, where it's
I don't
a bailout.
Cards are a younger man's game, to be honest with you. I would think it's an old man's game.
We have texts from 28 years old to 68. Those are the ages so far I'm looking at on the text machine. You're going to be shocked when you hear all these answers.
I honestly asked for it before we get into our sports show. And by the way, if you got to take a shot because I've really offended somebody out there, I'm sorry. I'm just being brutally honest. Forgive me. But I did. I just stopped. And it's funny because a few days ago, I opened one of my – I was trying to clean things out, and I got all the kids' cards that they've sent you and some that have come from my wife, and I wanted to throw them all out. I was like, this is ridiculous. And then I felt bad. So I just kept them, even though you don't have any space. And, yeah. I'm guessing a lot of those bad boys get thrown out.
I can
imagine. You guys do this for anniversaries, birthdays, everything? Every time you give a gift?
Yeah. Every time. Yeah.
I think a lot of guys do.
Yeah.
You ever seen the stores the day before like a special occasion? Valentine's Day, you throw that one in for the ladies.
Yep.
No card here for that one either. Nice dinner, but there ain't no card.
Right.
And I break down and go, hey, listen, I just want to tell you in a very romantic way that I can't share with you guys right now. But like, hey, I really thank you, man. You're wonderful. I can't even.
So it was my anniversary.
It's not very sincere to go, I love you and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. It was Tuesday night. So I bought her something that day on my way home from the show. And it came with a little like insert with a little envelope. And I just wrote
like the flowers with the card.
I just wrote to and then from on it. I mean, it wasn't a very personal card, but
you don't seem like a very personal person.
Hey, by the way, don't worry. Dina B's got to be over on Kiss Country right now, just blasting.
Oh, I'm sure. I can imagine.
Like, she's you tell me how much she loves getting a card and what it means, and I and I think she thought I was going to go. Oh yeah, I get. My wife of many, many years. And I go, no, I don't do cards. All right, 7 o'clock's coming up. We got a lot
the
more
text
stuff.
Text machine is.
Oh, I just want to know.
I
asked 305-567-0560. I asked the text machine your age and if you get cards for special occasions for the loved one in your life, man, for that lady that's, you know, the big ones. I don't need to tell you. The guilt usually kicks in and. You run over and you go into different categories of cards, and there you go. All right, hey, right now I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. How about that? I turned from love and cards right to sports-related injuries, man. And I got to tell you, now that's something I worry about. Getting injured, man, it's the worst. When you play sports, though, sooner or later we all get injured. And when you do, you want to be able to go to the best. And we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Yep, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital, part of Baptist Health. Baptist Health got so many different divisions of great hospitals, but I got to tell you, some of their best work, nothing against the other ones, but you have put together a group of doctors that have worked on high school, college, and professional athletes and former athletes and people like all of us that want our kids, and we all want to go see the best. Listen, when it comes to the Achilles, the knee, the shoulder, the ankle, the back, hip and knee replacement, all those things that pop up in your life, I want to tell you, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, look, at Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Panthers, and the Dolphins, a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes from not only here in South Florida, but around the country, they come to see these great doctors. Matter of fact, all of them have surgeries today at 7:30, so they're all up. And I want to tell you, they're damn good. They are so good. Every part of the body to get you great results. And hey, more good news, up in Broward off 595 in Pine Island, right next to Renaissance Hotel, you see the new Baptist building there with the pineapple? We got a new place there for you to go, man, for all your sports-related injuries. To get an appointment, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today. One goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.